Which did you have any particular order that you wanted to go in on these that you felt
We
more comfortable
can
with?
go in the order that that you sent me. That's how
Okay.
I made my notes.
Okay.
So
So yeah. So Janet, welcome to my podcast. And so let's kind of get started here. And so with being in real estate, you've moved from Buffalo to Florida, and Tampa Bay is more of your market now. What
yes.
has been one of the most memorable dream home stories that you've ever been a part of?
I had my license for 2 days in Buffalo, New York. And our friends gave me their $1.2 million home to sell.
That's a great start.
Yes. They were so trusting and they believed in me so much. I had my license for 2 days and it was a great experience. And of course, it sold. They were artists, so actually, it took a while. We had to make some changes because their artistry came through. And of course, it was beautiful, but it was specific to their taste. So it took a while to sell, but it did. And after that, I think I sold probably three or four other properties for them. It was wonderful.
That's amazing. So you get a client for life then, right?
I absolutely did, but I left Buffalo 3 years ago. Actually, one of their homes that they bought in the city of Buffalo is for sale now. And I look at that and it just brings back wonderful memories.
And you
Yes.
mentioned stuff. They were artists. And I'm sure because like me, I love art, right? Like going to museums and seeing art and everything like that. How many pieces did you guys have to move around? Were they like massive statues, or was it mostly paintings to get it
It
set for
was
sale?
decorating. It was
Okay.
decorating. Yes, it was decorating, which was very specific to their taste. Again, beautiful, very funky, very modern, but they were in a traditional neighborhood. So we had to adjust a little bit.
Okay, gotcha. And so, with being in the real estate as long as you have, right, what would you say would be one of the most common real estate myths that you'd like to bust for most people that are watching this that just maybe have no clue looking to get into the market to buy or to sell?
Knowledge and expertise equals commission. That's the way I like to explain it to my clients, my potential clients. Commission is the biggest issue, question people want to speak about. And I'm very open about that fact. Because it's important. It's important to understand what the commission really is for. I like to explain it in this way. For example, I recently just sold a for sale by owner home in Dunedin, Florida. The house had been for sale by owner for 90 days, 3 months. So everyone who wanted to see that house had seen the house. The owners listed it with, let's just say, a cut rate realtor. So it was on the MLS.
Okay.
The way I presented the home, the way I marketed the home. I'd also like to include, I used to be an English teacher, so I am meticulous in my presentation of the home via the description. This house then sold in 3 days. Now, that's not luck. And that's
Yeah.
something that I really try to explain. It's not luck. It's knowledge and expertise. how this needs to be presented. Because when you do present a home, you only have one chance at making a first impression. And I spend hours, days, making sure that first impression, right down to the professional photography, is perfection. I guess I would have to admit I am a perfectionist, and I make certain that my presentation is perfect.
Yeah, because like you said, it was on the market for 3 months. You came in, and I think a lot of people miss out on this as well too, is the description of the house, right? And yes, a lot of people just kind of, the cookie cutter, same thing over and over again. Yes, there are some grammatical errors in there as well too, but you're not only just seeing the photos, you're telling the story through the description of what it's going to appease to that person that is looking. So that person, like you mentioned, saw it, probably saved it in their search, but then once you described that house, was able to have offers come in on it, go under contract, and get closed.
Absolutely. And it actually happened with another for sale by owner this past year also. I have to ask you, am I looking at that little square or in the middle at you?
You're looking at me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I don't want to look at the wrong place.
No, you're so good.
It happened with another for sale by owner also. Actually, I have in one of my Zillow reviews, a one page review from a seller in Buffalo, New York, that tried to sell his home for sale by owner. And he went into great detail about the nuances that he just didn't understand regarding selling a home. And again, that house, actually, that review was so long, I asked him to make it a little shorter. Because he said it was wonderful and beautiful, but he said things, for example, like Janet was a gift from God. That's a little over the top. So, but again, sold it very quickly because it was just being presented absolutely incorrectly.
Okay, I got you. And, you know, kind of going into the reviews of everything, you have many five-star reviews from past clients on Zillow, right?
Yes.
And you kind of touched a little bit on how you make your presentation to its perfection. But what are some of the other processes that you set up that allow your clients to have such an amazing experience with you?
Well, I would like to say I've experienced everything life has to offer, good and bad. I have a lot of empathy for my clients. Sometimes it's a very emotional experience. Selling a home is just about helping people, helping them through good times, helping them through bad times, helping them through happy times.
Mm-hmm.
I've sold houses. I've represented husbands and wives who are divorcing, selling their home, sisters selling their family home. It's an emotional experience. And I have a lot of empathy because I've lived a lot of life and I can understand where everyone's at. Sometimes it gets extremely confrontational. People take things personally, which I understand. It's their home. And I think that real estate has taught me so much patience. I always say I have three amazing kids. If you ask them if I was a patient mom, they would say absolutely not. But through real estate, I had to learn patience. It's like hurry up and wait. And it takes people time to make decisions. And you have to be patient. And you have to be patient, for example, when someone does a home inspection and a buyer, and they come up with a list of items that they want fixed. And the seller immediately says, no, I'm not doing anything. Well, now we have to negotiate. We're very close to the finish line. We have to negotiate. But I have to understand where the seller is coming from, where the buyer is coming from. Negotiation is an extremely important part of real estate. And I think you have to live a lot of life and have a lot of understanding before you can effectively negotiate.
Yeah, because I mean, you get all of the emotions, you're a therapist, you know, you're a mediator. I'm here for, hey, the appraisal came in for value and you're clear to close, right? So I don't have as much of those emotions that you have to go through on a day-to-day with more than one party, right?
Right.
And kind of like you mentioned, the negotiation part is, I think a lot of for sale by owners don't understand all of the things that have to go into it, because they're like, hey, it's a top of the market. I don't need anybody to sell my home. You know, you guys are just putting signs out there and they're getting sold, but it's a different market every single year.
Yes.
And for you to stay up on the trends and be able to help multiple FSBOs go under contract and have them be able to go to their next step is a vital point of how you do everything that you do, right?
Yes.
And why you are so beneficial to have on their team.
And I think when people try to sell their home by themselves, they realize this is not so easy.
Oh,
it's, yeah. It's exactly, it's not exactly just putting up a sign and then sitting back and waiting. It takes a lot of time and effort to do it correctly. It takes a lot of time and effort.
Well, and all the weeding process, I look at it as Facebook Marketplace, right? You're going to have people that come in there, they're going to lowball as much as possible. You're going to get frustrated as the seller, you know, doing as a for sale by owner. And then just all the inspections and the timelines and the verbiage of the contracts to make sure, you know, everybody is not going to basically get screwed in some way or fashion.
Yes.
Right? And then negotiations on home inspections, like we don't get to see the home inspections, right? So we just get told like, hey, there's a laundry list. It's like 2 pages long, right? But really there's only maybe 1 to 4 things that are actually like, yes, we really want these things done. All these other things are minor, you know, change a light switch out, whatever it may be, touch up some paint. But you're there for those negotiations to make sure that if it's your seller side, you know, you're taking care of them. And if they're the buyer side, you're making sure you're getting them what they need to be able to close on the home and be happy to, again, return, get all of those 5-star reviews that you do have on Zillow.
I also attend the home inspection from start to finish with my buyer.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of realtors do not do that.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like I need to be there to protect them and explain what I can regarding what's being uncovered in the home inspection. Pardon me. And to be understanding, I just sold a home to a young man. We had the inspection. He wanted to cancel the purchase within 20 minutes of the home inspection.
That was quick.
And for a good reason. Mm-hmm. It was a good reason. He could not believe I was so understanding. I was so supportive, because all I want is what's best for my client. And what was best was canceling that purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, I think of home inspections, especially people that it's the first time buying or the first time selling the house, right?
Right.
They kind of look at home inspections kind of like WebMD. You know, you type in your symptoms and all of a sudden, hey, you're going to die in like 48 hours.
Right.
So you being there, you guiding them through the major items to look for, the things that aren't as major, to help put at ease, is a lot better than them trying to do it by themselves. And like I say, using like a WebMD, you know, for instance, to try to find out the information themselves.
Absolutely. Yes. So I try to be there from start to finish and beyond. People call me all the time after the deal is done, because I don't believe in the terminology past client. No one is a past client. They're a client. They're a client, past, present, and future. If they have a question, I am more than happy to help them answer any questions that they may have.
And I think that's a good mind. I think that's a great mindset to have, you know, because just in our industry alone, everybody's like, yes, past client, past client, past client. But like you just mentioned, you're there for them after the fact, right?
Absolutely.
And I mean, how many times have you gotten calls from people that you've worked for and, you know, they're still in New York, but they reach out to you for questions, you know, even though being in Tampa, right? So even that large of a distance away from each other, you've built that relationship, you've built that trust. So that way they're going to come to you versus maybe who, you know, they're talking to right now, just kind of have that second opinion, right?
Yes. Yes. I actually just sold a home to a high school friend, and he and his wife moved from Buffalo, New York to Sarasota, Florida. And the process took, I think it's 2 years as of this month, 2 years to close on the house. They didn't know where to start. There were so many different neighborhoods they needed to check out in Sarasota. I did all that legwork for them, probably went to Sarasota 7-8 times. We'd FaceTime and we'd talk and we would compare. And finally, 2 years, almost 2 years to the date, they closed on their home in Sarasota, because all I want is them to be happy. And there were a few times when I thought, this is probably not going to work, but in the end it did. And actually, you asked me about my reviews. I just printed off his short review. Can I read that?
Go for it.
Okay. So I like to say, I can tell you I'm going to do an amazing job for you, but just read my Zillow reviews. That's what I tell everyone. Because of course I'm going to tell you that I'm going to do an amazing job for you, but read my Zillow reviews. And in a world where people love to complain, in fact, I know realtors who will not ask for a review because they don't know what the person is going to say. So I
do a better job, right?
Yeah. Very proud of these reviews. So this is the review of the husband and his wife who just bought the house in Sarasota. So he gave me 5 stars and he said, one word says it all. Amazing. Janet is everything you could ever dream of in an agent. Knowledgeable, professional, patient, trustworthy, honest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the list goes on and on. We moved to Sarasota from Western New York and she couldn't be more helpful and has gone out of her way to assist us at every turn. I'll recommend her to anyone who will listen. I can't thank her enough. So to me, that means everything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this kind of goes back to, you know, real estate agents as a whole. A lot of the, I think the industry and social media, they think like, hey, everybody you talk to is going to close in 30 days or less, right? But it's not, right? And so this kind of goes back to the negotiations of the commissions as well, too, that you've worked with them for 2 years, right? 2 years, you've done a lot of stuff without any pay. Without any pay whatsoever. So the negotiation, and I think how all the media, you know, has portrayed your guys' side of what's fair, what's not fair. It's kind of BS, in my opinion, because you have situations like this to where, yeah, you get the client, but they have other things going on in the background that doesn't allow them to be able to close in a fast period of time, right? So you got 24 months worth of back-end work, showing fuel, you know, everything that you can imagine. Probably had to change your tires out a few times between there as well too, right? Oil changes. The list can go on and on, right?
Right.
It's just your dedication that you have with those people, even if those people were not your high school friends, based on the reviews that you do have, I believe that is your just standard with everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was another situation this year. I worked with a teacher, and we went through so many visits, and finally he found a place where he wanted to live. It took a lot. We got the realtor to agree to his offer. And in the end, for a myriad of reasons, he had to pull out of the deal the week before closing. And we'd worked on this for 9 months. And again, I just need to be understanding at that time, that's what was best for them. Those situations happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got $0. That's just the way it is. That's the business.
Yeah.
So if I can close quickly for you and with you, again, I just want to reiterate, it's not just luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of all the experience and expertise I bring to the table, as with any professional, an accountant, a dentist, a doctor, any professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's that expertise that you're paying for. Look at attorneys. You pay for their knowledge and their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
They may settle your claim in a day, but you're paying for their knowledge and their expertise.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just kind of like as well too, to where, you know, you mentioned the accounting, like it's easy to go to TurboTax, right? But at that point, you're just filing your taxes. You're not getting guidance on what to do for future planning or anything like that.
Exactly.
Right. And so again, where you guys come in is that you're going to make this not only just a stepping stone, but you're going to give your expertise advice just from your knowledge of experience of things that have happened over the course of your career. Right. And in this industry, you always have to constantly be learning, right? Because things change all the time.
All the time.
So most people, I tell them this as well too, like when they have a conversation with me versus when they go Google something, it's only as good as the link that they click on, because that link could be 10 years ago, doesn't apply now. So if you have a seller that bought a home 10 years ago and they're looking to sell and buy again now, the whole game has changed.
Exactly.
And to try to do it by yourself, because yes, there are tools, you can find things online. You being out of the equation is not good, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Having a professional represent you in any situation is beneficial to you. In
mm-hmm.
any situation is extremely beneficial.
Yeah. And so when people are moving from out of state, or maybe they're local, but they haven't really been out much, what are some of your favorite, like the local restaurants or hidden gems that you recommend to your clients when they are coming here?
That's a great question. I'm from Buffalo, New York, as I believe I mentioned. I worked for a real estate company that I loved in Buffalo, New York. The reason why I came to Florida is because, very unfortunately, my husband passed away and in 2021, and I needed the sunshine. I love Buffalo, the people. It's an amazing, amazing place. And if it could have given me sunshine 300 days a year, like Tampa Bay can, I would have never left.
And temperatures above 50, right?
Right. I cannot tell you how amazing this area is. Obviously, one of the most moved to areas in the country. So I searched very hard to find out the best of the best. And what I've come up with, and people love this, every town, Palm Harbor, Safety Harbor, Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch in Sarasota, they all have a Facebook page. And people love to give opinions. So for example, there's a Facebook page, which I tell everyone about in Palm Harbor, that buys or sells in Palm Harbor. You look at this Facebook page and there's the little search bar and you search something like best hair salon for curly hair and you get 50 opinions or best restaurant to see a sunset or best seafood restaurant, anything you can imagine and that you need on daily in your daily life. There's 50 or more opinions, and then you can do your own research, and it's wonderful. I found, for example, my handyman there. My handyman is so amazing, and I got him from the reviews, the things that people said. I believe it was Palm Harbor Happenings, and now I give his name to my clients. And he, I think he's got at least two keys to properties that are owned by snowbirds. I sold the property and they trust and like him so much. They just have him go to their property constantly to do this and that. And I found him on Palm Harbor Happenings.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like a list that you give with your consultations, you know, when they're trying to familiarize themselves with the area, what's going to be the best spot for them, you know.
Yes.
Which is really good because it makes them feel more like home, especially leaving a whole totally different state and coming here. And, you know, it may have been a spot that they just vacationed in first, right?
Yes.
And they went to the things that they've kind of liked based off of, you know, Yelp or whatever website it may be. But then you're giving them, hey, go here, you'll find more in depth of things that fit your interests, right?
Absolutely. And in real estate, we have to be very careful that we're not steering a person to this neighborhood or that school. So they can go on these websites and they can just type in what exactly they're looking for and get more information that they could ever dream of on the subject that they're looking for. So,
I mean, just think what we would have been like if we had internet and all the tools and websites like we do now 30 years ago.
Yes.
Right. Because I mean, realistically, Google's hasn't been around except for like 30 plus years. So it's not like it's something that's been around for a long time. Now, when it comes to first time home buyers, what is your best way to help them navigate the real estate market?
I have a program that I promote here in Florida. Let me back up a minute. So when I got to Florida, I realized that I absolutely wanted to continue on with real estate. I love real estate. As I said, it's just helping people in good times and bad times. It's just helping. So I also decided I wanted to do something called meaningful transactions because I want to make certain that who I'm helping, we're both getting something out of it. I don't do internet leads or anything like that any longer. Because I really want to be sure I'm helping people. So I found a program called Homes for Heroes. And this program, very simply, gives money back if you buy a home with me or sell a home with me. It gives money back to teachers, almost always first-time home buyers, firefighters, policemen, military, active and retired, and healthcare workers.
Okay, and where could they find that? Is that like a link on your page or anything? Or
Actually, they could just email me, text me, and I can send them to the website and they could find out more about that. The link is long, but it's a very simple process. They buy a home with me or they sell a home with me. There's no paperwork involved on their end. At the end of the sale, for example, I sold a home to a first-time home buyer in Clearwater, Florida, and she received a check for $3,400 after the deal was done from Homes for Heroes. It's part of my commission that I give back. That's where the money comes from. Okay. I give part of my commission, give it to Homes for Heroes. They use it for good, and they take a little bit of an administrative fee because they do so much good for so many. And then the majority of the amount goes to the buyer or the seller. And they can use that money however they'd like. There is zero follow-up. And that's something that's very important to emphasize. There's zero follow-up. You get a check for $3,400, you can go on vacation. Nobody is going to, it's made out to you from Homes for Heroes, part of my commission. And that is the end of it. You buy a couch, you do whatever you'd like. And there's absolutely no follow-up. It's just a thank you for being what we like to call a hero. The program started 20 years ago in New York. And it started out after 9/11 to help firefighters buy a home or sell a home. And over the course of 20 years, it's expanded to those other categories that I mentioned.
That is amazing, because not only if it can help out with the cost of somebody moving,
yes,
it can help with if the house needed updated appliances, you know,
correct,
everything else was great, but those appliances just need to be updated. It could help for be their first payment or even potentially 2 months worth of payments, right?
Correct.
So and that amount's gonna vary based off of the sales price, correct? So it's not just like a set dollar, here's where everybody
absolutely
is.
I can tell you it's approximately 30% of my commission.
Okay.
That is my give back. And that's how committed I am to just helping people. So
that is amazing.
That's where the money comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if it was me and I was buying there, I would use you all the time.
Thank you.
One, that simple fact as well too, right? Because that's kind of like a bonus after everything that you've gone through, that you've
yes,
done for me. That's just like a, hey, here's a token of my appreciation. You know, this is why you chose me.
Yes, absolutely. Correct.
Right. Well, Janet, it's been amazing having you on here. Thank you so much. And...